Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance and promote good people doing good business and good things. This is our Friday signature segment, Nin's Navigation, with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Our topic for January, fundamentals of leadership. Tune in every Friday and let Nin help you take your business and yourself to the next level. Nin's Navigation is a soulful compass that will empower you to attract an abundance of wealth, love, wisdom, success, and contentment in your life. We look forward to you joining us on this journey. Enjoy the show. Hello, welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. We're a resource platform and community that shares stories, lets passions be heard, and showcases good people doing good business and good things. It's been one heck of a week, I can tell you that, everybody. I do just want to start by saying thank you, everyone, for all the birthday wishes. My birthday was on Tuesday. Facebook has it listed on the 10th, and they will not change it. So it becomes birthday week, which is awesome. So some people wish me happy birthday on my real birthday, which is Tuesday. And then I get the Facebook flood of birthday wishes on Thursday. So it turns into a nice little gig. And that's why I figured, hey, if Facebook doesn't want to change it, I'm supposed to always have birthday week. So I'm shocked at how many people actually took time to say happy birthday, send me messages, recorded messages. So thank you, everyone. And because of that, anyone that did wish me a happy birthday, I'm offering them for the whole month of January, $50 off of our Be the Expert Experience packages. I've had it for a while now, but I'm officially launching it in a marketing and branding sense this week. I'm going to be offering that to everybody and sending them information. Plus, that's the gig. So you should take advantage of it. Our expert contributor, Nin, did. She's one of my biggest supporters and best testimonials ever. I want to be able to get that opportunity so people can share their story and let the world know what they do for work or for their passion or for their organizations or their coaches, authors, speakers, you name it. So I am doing that for everyone that was kind enough to say happy birthday to me and took the time. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, everythinghometalkshow.com is the website where all of our shows are, all of our experts, all the information about their shows are on there. So please go ahead and check it out. You can listen and subscribe to our show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. I encourage everyone to check it out. Check out past episodes. I've made it user-friendly on that website. You just have to click anywhere on the panel, on the graphics, in order to listen to the shows. Very, very user-friendly. And there's some amazing, amazing people. It's good people doing good business and good things, but these people are amazing. Definitely check them out. So with that being said, I think it's time to get into the show today, except for my joke, which I go through these couple different websites to find these jokes. Some of them are a little on the fresh side or a little on the R-rated, but some are, they're so funny. And then I just crack myself up and then it gets me going, and it also is entertaining for me because I'm usually by myself a lot, so it's entertaining for me. So anyway, the teacher asked the class, how much is a gram? And one student immediately replied, well, it depends on what you need. It's funny because it's like drugs. It's like what, you know, can you just picture the kids nowadays, you know, the teacher goes, okay, class, we're having a serious discussion. How much is a gram? Kids like, well, it depends on what you need, teach. What do you need? Teacher goes, oh, one thing is, all right, well, now I gotta, okay, I can't necessarily ask those kind of questions anymore. I have to be very careful with my language because there's a bunch of smart ass kids out there that are, you know, going to give that kind of response. A little giggle in the background was our expert contributor, Nin Rafat, probably my biggest joke fan, except for her two sons. So I know that I always have three joke fans. Can you let the little one listen to that joke, or is that encouraging him to participate or know about drugs? So I'll let you determine if that's something that you're going to share with the little guy. Nin Rafat, our business leadership consultant, guide, and speaker, owner of Nin's Dreams. I would say she's just talented. She's amazing. She's more than a consultant. She really is a guide, and she's the one that can take your business to the next level or actually help you start it. She's very gifted. How are you today, Miss Nin?
Wonderful. And I love the dress.
It's funny.
I think yes. And I think I will share with the little one so that, you know, he gets the awareness, because the more we hide things, the more it gets worse. So, you know, this joke will be the right way of, you know, sharing it. So the joke was really, you know,
okay,
I know,
good.
So.
Good. I'm glad. See, it's beyond the just say no. You know, it is not just say no to drugs. Or this is your brain on drugs. Remember with the frying pan and they had the egg cooking? I feel bad. They always put these, somehow an egg always gets roped into bad press. You know, like remember years ago when they said eggs were bad for you and they had the commercial where the little egg was behind bars and they had a little right. sad face on. Everyone's like, don't eat eggs. And then, of course, you know, the lobbyists and the dairy and all that, or and whatever, who's in charge of the eggs, they've decided, hey, listen, we don't want the bad rap anymore, our sales are down. So then all of a sudden they're like, eggs are good for you. And then they had the commercial where they opened the jail door and the egg got released from jail, so it was okay to eat eggs. Oh, so anyway, I think that's funny too. Poor eggs. I'm gonna bring up that today, and I apologize, I'm gonna take the hit for it, I apologize to everyone. Today's show was not done on the 11th like it was supposed to. It's actually, we're recording it on the 12th and I'm going to post it today. So I will take the hit for not managing my time, which is what we're talking about today, managing my time properly in order to actually do that. But I think it helps with the theme of the show, which is the secret sauce of authentic leadership, manage your energy, not your time, which is the second show in our January series, Fundamentals of Leadership. Going back to what today is National Quitters Day, and it actually is the day when most people are likely to give up on their New Year's resolutions. And I read another article that said something along the lines of about 70% of people who did make New Year's resolutions have given up by today's date, which is basically a week and a half into the new year. They've said, I just, it's not going to work out. So with that being said, in honor of today being National Quitters Day, I am actually starting to do something that I should have done, what everyone should do very often. I'm going to start exercising, and I'm going to have everybody out there who wants to join me on the path to implementing some sort of activity. And trust me, I'm not going to the gym. I'm not going to be lifting weights. I'm not doing anything that's just what the things you should do. I'm going bare minimum, which is I'm going to get my lazy rear end out of my chair in my office, and I'm going to go for a walk. And I'm going to either walk or take the bike out. So that's low key, but at least it's some sort of activity. So if there's anybody that wants to join me on this journey, and eventually, well, you know, what'll segue into something that's quote unquote, you know, what we should be doing for exercise. But if I can do, even if I do 15 minutes a day, I mean, come on, I think we all can throw in 15, 20 minutes of exercise. Doesn't matter what you do. So today I am starting that. So Nin, if you'd like to join me on this journey of a 15 minute commitment, which is nothing, if you want to do more, great. But you have to do something every day for 15 minutes that is some sort of physical activity. Are you going to be in on this with me on National Quitters Day?
Yes. And I
think like the pause or the silence.
Yes.
I don't know which one's worse. That's great.
Yes. And this gives, if I commit for 15 minutes of walk, that gives Oscar 15 extra minutes for the walk. So you made his day, and I'm all for it.
Okay, so you're in. So it's and anyone that's listening that wants to join on the train, please do. It's 15 minutes of physical activity, and physical activity could be barely moving. Even if you walk around the house for 15 minutes, I don't care what it is, but it's something. So we're all going to do something, and it's going to be done every day, because 15 minutes is nothing, and it's going to be able to put us on a different path. Now, the most ideal thing during this 15 minutes, if you're doing a walk, listen to one of my shows, right? Man, listen to one of the great shows. I'm launching a whole bunch of new segments this coming week, and I'm going to be doing things every day. You now will have new entertainment, anywhere from inspiration to motivation to funny stuff. I'm going to throw in a little R-rated things for people that want to get a little bit more raw-ish. I've got a whole bunch of new guests that are coming on, and you'll have some great entertainment, inspiration, education while you do your 15-minute physical activity. So not only am I encouraging people to exercise and get healthy and create some sort of balance in their life, I'm also providing them with the materials that they could take that 15-minute timeout from the rest of their day and make their life better. So it's a full package, Nin. It's a full package.
Yes, it is.
But let's get going on today's show, which is the secret sauce of authentic leadership. Manage your energy, not your time. And I want you to start with the little story of where the manage your energy, not your time came from. The show is yours, my dear.
Thank you, Michelle. And you set the right pace, the right stage for this show. My beautiful audience, listeners, friends, I don't know what to call you. There's so many wonderful names, my rock stars. We are doing this leadership series throughout January. And in the beginning, when we started, we made it very clear that we are focusing on the fact that leadership has nothing to do with title. Lead everyone, each one of you, each one of us is a leader in some aspect. And it's just that we have to tap into that leadership potential and then make the best use of it, whether we are at work or in our personal relationships, or even when we are saying that we have to take care of ourselves. I will tell you a little story about it. Although Michelle was gracious enough to take the whole hold herself accountable for the delay in recording this, the whole thing, the show. But the truth is that I'm also equally responsible for it. I wasn't feeling well and was in hospital for a few hours, let's say the whole day. And the reason was that I had like fluctuating blood pressure levels and fluctuating sugar levels. So the interesting thing that happened is that while I was in the hospital, and as you all know how dedicated Michelle is, she was very worried and concerned about me being in the hospital. That's one thing. But just keep this in mind. This is kind of the background of the whole thing. So she texts me and says that, you know, the best thing to do is that, you know, under all the negative circumstances and situation that you are in, like not feeling good, being in hospital around doctors and nurses, blah, 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 can you do one thing? Just start for, drafting the show, the next three shows for the January series. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm in the hospital and my well-wisher, my friend, is asking me to do something more productive. You know, then just lying in the bed and listening to, you know, the what doctors are saying or nurses are saying. Something that happened, and the moment I received a text from her, this compassionate young man who was the nurse, he walks in and he says that we need to speak to your doctor because your blood pressure is really high and we need to change the medication. So we need to speak to your doctor. And so he calls my doctor and, you know, he puts her on the speakerphone and he tells her that, you know, this is her blood pressure. I don't want to say the numbers, but those are very terrifying. But it's like, this is her blood pressure and we really need to change the medication. We need to take your approval and confirmation on this. And my doctor says, now this is very important. So she says, you know what, you don't need to change the medication. And all she needs is to manage her time because her time is draining all her energy. And this is kind of the thing that hit me hard. And because Michelle's message was just there about coming up with the whole concept of the show for January and the next shows for the January series. And I was like, let me work on this. Let me put this all together in the right perspective. And here we go. That's the secret sauce of authentic leadership. Now, there's a twist here. The doctor said that she has to manage her time so that her energy is not drained. But the leader inside me, or the guide inside me, or the person inside me, just twisted it all together. I said, if we manage our energy, we would be able to handle the time piece as well. And I'll give you a little example from another story, which is when I started my journey of leadership. And when I say when I started my journey of leadership is like when I started my corporate career, that angle of leadership, that version of leadership, not the leader as a mom or as a friend or anything. During my internship days, I was asked to prepare a presentation, and that presentation was about the soccer balls. I was based in Pakistan, and most of you, I don't know if you're aware or not, but Pakistan is considered as like an export in producing the soccer balls. And the soccer balls from Pakistan are used everywhere in the world, even in the World Cup and major events. I was asked to do a presentation on soccer balls because we were selling soccer balls from Pakistan to the countries in outside Pakistan, which was like US and Europe. So my boss told me to do this presentation and put the right numbers, the export figures and the dollars and the revenue and everything, because it's like a very important thing. We are, till date, we were only focusing on apparel and footwear, and now we are doing the soccer balls as well. And I looked at him and I said, the only thing I know about soccer ball is that it is round. And that is it. I don't know anything else about it. So how do I put a presentation around it? And so he said, but that's your call, because you are traveling to Hong Kong and you're going to do this presentation. And make sure that you have the right export numbers and you have the right revenue figures and everything. So I went back home, and I am not a person who is very much or naturally inclined or expert in numbers. I really have to put my effort in understanding the numbers and putting the right perspective around the numbers. So the whole night I was like sleepless, because I was thinking that, oh my God, this is like an opportunity for me. I have to do this. I have to go to, I'm like traveling to Hong Kong, which is a big exposure while I'm in internship. And if we get this done right, there will be multiple of orders. And we are, I'll be starting a trend of doing something other than the apparel and footwear, which our company is doing right now. But what do I do if I fail, or if I'm not putting the numbers in the right perspective? What if people in the meeting, they come up with an impression that we are not prepared or we don't know what we are talking? So all the negativity was going in my mind, the whole night. In the morning, I went and I sat on my table and I said, okay, so how am I going to do it? And then I started exploring the X factor of soccer ball manufacturing, which is that, why Pakistan is the best. Is it like a full-fledged industry, or is women and child labor involved in it? Because you have to do the last two stitches from like the hand stitches that you do on the ball. You really need thin fingers, and women and children are obviously have thin fingers. So, it's kind of a cottage industry also. But it's like a big manufacturing part as well, export part as well for Pakistan. So I started putting up all those facts and figures, child labor, its impact on economy, and then how it affects the household and the children involved in it or the women involved in it. And then I connected all those pieces with that if countries like U.S. and or countries from Europe start more and more exports from Pakistan for soccer balls, those will create an awareness in the manufacturing industry in Pakistan that child labor is not encouraged, and they will follow the rules and regulations, and then things will start improve. Maybe education will come in. And so how the corporate sector in US and Europe can impact the manufacturing industry in a third world country. So I put everything together and then did one good slide about the numbers, and I was ready with my presentation. I went to Hong Kong. I did the presentation, and guess what? We got so many orders for soccer balls. But that was not the only thing. The whole conference room, the people in the conference room, those were people representing big explorers big importers and retailers from US and Europe, and I'll just name one, for example, it was like Nike. People of that level were in that room, and they wrote back to my boss in Pakistan that, oh my God, this person is amazing. So, you know, we not only are convinced to buy from Pakistan because it's cheaper and we're getting high quality, but at the same time, we have the opportunity of participating like a corporate social responsibility, not only to help the people of our country, but also beyond, you know, so the whole supply chain can be impacted. What's the lesson here? The lesson here is I managed my energy, not my time, because I did not waste my time in developing a slide or a presentation around numbers and end up failing in it and then cursing myself or beating up myself that it didn't work. Instead, I used my energy. And when I say energy, I always repeat in my shows, for me, energy is everything, your money, your wisdom, your expertise, your passion, everything. So I used my energy in the right direction. I looked at my strength that if I stand in the conference room, I'm facing so many senior people from the corporate world, and if I use my strength, the strength to connect and your passion with profit, that's where I'm going to win. So that's the first leadership step that I took when I was just an intern. And that's what I am trying to convey you all throughout this series, is that you have to tap into the potential of yourself being a good leader. Just for a second, take a little break and think that how many leadership positions do you hold between your job and your personal life? And so for me, I'm a mom. I am a friend. I am somebody working full-time for corporate. I am someone who runs a full-fledged successful business consultation business. And then I'm the person who is called as an expert speaker around many things on leadership, diversity and inclusion, sales and marketing. I am leader in so many aspects. And I have to come up, rise above my level to the normal, the conventional level, to do all these things. And if I spend my time doing everything in, you know, at one go, if I say, okay, I have a call to answer at the corporate, but I have a speaking session for which I have to get prepared, and then I have to write a business plan for one of my clients, what am I actually doing? I am disturbing my health, mental, physical, emotional, and then I will not be able to give 100% to everyone. So the best is that I manage my energy, that while I'm doing something for corporate, what am I learning through that process that I can actually go and deliver as a speech, as a talk, as an expert to one of my speaking sessions, instead of sitting and writing a whole new thing, reinventing the wheel? Why cannot I do that? And while I'm working on the business plan in helping someone or guiding someone to start their business or scale up their business, why can't I use that the words? Why can't I use the mechanism or the strategy to do something at my corporate job? I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, okay, platform is big. The canvas is big if you're comparing a corporate with a small business, but the basic strategies remain the same. So this is what I'm trying to tell all of you, that you have to concentrate on your energy, manage your energy, and your time will be managed. Now, I will give you a leadership design on this show of ours, and the leadership design is that it all starts with who you are. So the center of the leader is who you are, and then decoding your strengths, and in the process, creating the highest version of your strongest you. How you do it? Like, if you are drained, burned out, tired, or not being able to connect with your true self and others, you will not be delivering the best of yourself. When you fail to model the theme and caliber of your work in the way you show up in the world, whether that's in person or social media or emails that you write, then no one believes the transformation or outcome that you promise. Because if you are a leader, people are looking up to you for advices, for solutions. You are tired or drained or do not carry that connection within yourself, you will not be able to deliver. So the important thing is that the center of a leader, the nucleus of leadership, is who you are. And then the planets that revolve around that nucleus are what you know, what you create, and who you know. That's the whole design of leadership. Now, I'll take you through each one of these aspects one by one. So who you are is actually the personality, the energy, the values and beliefs, your voice, your personal story, your appearance, who you are. And when you are, your story should not be a victim story, because you are a leader. You want to lead, you want to guide, you want to help, you want to make people successful. So your story cannot be a victim story. So delete that part. Your story should revolve around winning, should be truthful. Like in my case, I'm so open in telling you all today, and everybody who knows me knows that numbers is not my game. That's where it doesn't come naturally to me. So as a leader, I know my weakness. But at the same time, as a leader, I know my strength, that I can solve, I'm a good listener, I can guide people, I don't give up so easily. And so with all this, I am able to get an edge over the conventional leaders around me. So leadership is more about who you are than what you know. This is very important. This is kind of a cliff version of this show, that leadership is more about who you are than what you know. What you know is your superpower, your juicy title, or the background and credibility, your degrees, your certifications. That's all what you know. A company, any company, if they hire somebody, or even if, like, people who hire me as a guide or who hire me as a consultant, they never ask me, what is your degree in business management? How many years of education have you done in business or in coaching, or is there any certification? No, that's not what they ask. They know that that is my expertise because I've been in this industry for so long. That's one thing. That's a credibility. That's there on the paper, but we don't discuss that. Not once in my life have ever I gone through the moment or been in the moment where people have talked about my degrees and certifications, because that's there. But people who hire me as a consultant or my corporate people, they connect with me because of who I am. A person who will never give up, person trustworthy, who knows her weaknesses, who's open, who's vulnerable, who will help us. And then the personal story that I share, that, you know, I'm not God, I'm not an angel, I'm a human being like anybody else. So there's no point in being superficial or artificial. You just have to be yourself, your authentic self. That's it. And then you are the leader, an extraordinary leader. By the way, this word extraordinary reminds me that when you are listening to the show, please make sure that you download the PDFs that we have. One of the PDFs gives you a picture, an idea of the difference between an ordinary and extraordinary leader. And you will see that it has nothing to do with the degrees you have. And then, going further from there, is who you know. So who you know is, who are your colleagues? Who are your team members? Who are your clients? Because if you know who they are in terms of what do they need, cooperation, do they need guidance, and then you start building the relationship. Leadership runs through every email you write. It shows up in every conversation, and it appears the moment you turn the camera on. And by saying to turn the camera on, I don't mean that you're on a TV show or on Facebook Live. I mean when you're on the stage of life, where people can see you, in the meeting rooms, in boardrooms. So if you are a positive person, if you are a compassionate person, if you are empathetic, if you are a team player, if you are a person who is strong-willed, everything, the way you write, the way you speak, will start reflecting. People can see your energy. People can connect to your energy. Everything is energy in this world. So whatever energy you show, you give, people can feel that. And as a leader, you are someone where people go to talk to and to get their solution to something that they are struggling with. And they don't want to go to a person who looks tough or who looks confused or tired. So don't give that version to the world. Leadership is the consistent impression you make every day. Not just the first impression, but the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the single impression that you make on people every day. That's what leadership is all about. That's the attitude. That's the energy that leaders should have. Don't beat yourself up. There's something that I'm going to tell you today, and it's quite shocking for many people. When I do this session with my clients and my students, the people who hire me for improvising their leadership skills, the best part is that they look at me with shock when I tell them that leaders don't have all the answers, but they do know what questions to ask. This is very important, because you don't have to be the perfect person. You're not all-knowing. You're not God. You're not universe. You're not the higher superpower that exists in the world that is above us, something that we cannot see. You are a human. Treat yourself as a human. So your energy, you kill your energy when you try to appear or put yourself out in the world as someone all-knowing. Don't do that. I'm repeating it again. Leaders don't have all the answers. They don't have to have all the answers. But they do know what questions to ask. And you know what? When you ask questions, you are actually starting off a conversation. You are connecting and engaging people around you. The people around you, if you ask the right questions, people around you will start responding. And together as a team, together as a group, together as a crew, you will have the solution. And the result would be that people will feel that, oh my God, we did this, we found the solution, because we were with the leader. The person who was leading our group knew exactly what to do, because that leader asked the right question and the conversation moved around that. Like in my early days when I referred to you about the soccer balls, I was in the room of people who were so well educated, informed, have knowledge about the import numbers, the export numbers, blah, 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 everything, the prices, the cost, the profits, the losses. They were masters. And I knew that. But I looked up to them as masters, not as monsters. I stood there in front of them because I knew it. I mean, these people know, okay, this is all what they know. What am I here for? I'm here to connect that knowledge with the expertise that I'm bringing from another country and converting into a win-win for both the countries or both the parties. So I started asking the questions that meant to them, I knew would trigger the conversation. I started to ask them that you are coming to Pakistan just because of the price, but see, if you place your orders here, this is what you're going to do additionally. As a brand, you're making an impact, a global impact. And then there was a series of questions that followed. So it is very, very important for you to understand, please make it very clear, that leader doesn't have to be perfect and leader doesn't have to have all the answers. But what leaders have to be is truthful to themselves first. Acknowledge their strengths and weaknesses. That's how they manage the energy. And in the PDF, I have shared a leadership habit tracker. This is a very interesting exercise that you all should do. It's like I have created something. This is something that I give to the students who pay me for their 3 months course with me. But because it's a commitment of mine with Michelle, and together we both have committed that we are going to give the best on these shows. So I thought that this leadership habit tracker will help you become better leader. So what you can do is that you can keep like reprint every month, and then select your habits as a leader that you want to adopt, the strengths that you have, identify your strengths, and then start practicing them. And then see every day, do you do something around that? And the PDF has a list of, to spark some inspiration, that these are the things that leaders should have. There may be a billion more, and you can put that. But then select like 3 or 4 core things that you want to be known for, you want to be looked at for. So, and start doing that. And in the end, the tip or the golden nugget that we have here is the key motivation for authentic leaders. What is that motivates them? So the study, a Harvard study and other studies around leadership shows that there are basic motivators, and they can be, all of them can be in someone, or just one, or just two, a combination of two or three. But these are the basic motivators for authentic leaders. And those are helping people reach their potential, working as a team, accomplishing meaningful goals, inspire loyalty and trust, influence through personal power, coach and develop for results, drive performance. So it's, if you can see, the motivators is a combination of different things, but even the motivator, which is drive performance, the moment we say this, we come up with numbers, profits, losses. That's what it comes like, drive performance, sales numbers, sales figures, targets. That comes to mind. But how do you do that? How do you drive that performance? How do you deliver those results, those numbers? Robots don't work for you. It's like machines don't work. It's people. You're leading a group of people. So how do you do that? How do you get those numbers and results to appear as most successful sales leader? A CEO making money, profits, year after year, year after year. How do you do that? How do you drive that performance? So focus on the word. Key motivator is drive performance. And how do you drive it? You drive it with your passion, with your integrity, with your truthfulness, with your connection and engaging your team and people around you. Again, it all starts with who you are, and the leadership design that I gave you today, to summarize it, you are the nucleus, the center is who you are. And then the sun and the moon that revolves around you, around who you are, is what you know, who you know, what you create. So what you create is the work that you do, is the work that you are hired for, is the work that you are delivering in the world. Create the business you create. That's what you create. Who you know is like your clients, your students, your family members, your friends, your colleagues, your team members, your crew, whoever. That's all who you know. Even the prospects, even people whom you want to target, that's who you know, because you know you want to target them. And then what you know is your credentials, is your juicy title, the title that world would see, a CEO, a brand specialist, a brand manager, or whatever it is. And then the problems that you're solving is what you know. So, but these three things, what you know, who you know, what you create, is all coming from one source, who you are. And as I said, who you are is a complete package. It is your personality, your energy, your values and beliefs, your voice, your appearance, everything. And so important that you take care of the energy that you have. And once you take care of the energy you have, you'll be able to manage the time. With this, I would encourage all of you to look at yourself as a leader, feel the fullness of who you are, completely, absolutely, totally. You are an abundant and unlimited source of inspiration, source of creativity. Don't forget that. And acknowledge, embrace the leader within you and start from there. If you have any questions, any concerns, or you have objections about what I said, please feel free to write to us. We can talk. We can have the right dialogue. and move on. So all the best for all of you for the remainder of the year. Keep focused, and I'm looking forward for more and more people to join Michelle and Nin in that 15-minute miracle that Michelle has announced today, the physical exercise, right? Thank you so much.
Amen to that, sister. So 15 minutes of transformation, and they can listen to this show again. I think it's almost one of those shows that requires listening to it a few times because you're going to pick up different things for the show. And I think, you know, this series, I'm glad that you picked this month to do leadership, because it's a great way to start the year off on a totally different way of looking at things for people. Because as you discussed today, and we really talked about where I went off on my tangents last week about leadership, doesn't necessarily mean you have a big title, because title does not a leader make. We made that quite clear. And people have a lot of leadership qualities, but maybe they don't realize it. Or they have leadership roles, but there's no title attached to it. And the skills, the information that you shared today, plus what you shared last week, I think puts a different way for people to look at leadership, and it gives them a chance to really find out who they are as a leader and give themselves more credit for being leaders. And I also want to reiterate, make sure that everybody goes and checks out the downloads that are available. There's the leadership quiz that we put up last week. We've got two handouts for today, and print them out, start using them. They're on the website, which is everythinghometalkshow.com. On that homepage, Nin's information and each of these shows are listed. The links are on there, easy to find. And then Nin has her own page on the website, which all of that information is right there on the top of the home, in the very top of the homepage. So it's easy to find, and obviously reach out to her directly, or you can send an email through social media or post or any of that stuff. If you want to get a hold of her or me, it's very easy to find or get a hold of us. But I think this puts a whole different outlook or an aspect on leadership in general for people. And I hope that they're getting that bigger picture from you as to what leadership is all about. And I want to say the quote again, which I love this quote from Carly Fiorina: the highest calling of leadership is to unlock the potential in others. So that's when we were talking about a title does not a leader make. And just because you're in a leadership role doesn't necessarily mean you're a leader. And a lot of times people claim leadership roles, like politicians, for power, not because they really want to unlock the potential in others. So give yourself more credit for being a leader and not realizing that you're a leader. Anything else, Nin, before we wrap up today's segment?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything. And I fully agree with you that, you know, like, listen to these shows, because these are actually directing you towards your true calling, towards the purpose you are here in this world for. And just don't think that, you know, a title can make you a leader. You are a leader. Begin where you are. Even if you are just an intern, even if you are just an assistant manager, you don't have to be a CEO or a director or a board member to be a leader. You have to lead in the position where you are right now, and then it leads you to the higher levels. As I said, I started as an intern. There is always a starting point, but today I'm somebody in corporate America, somebody who works globally, but that didn't happen overnight. So the journey of leadership is long and tiring, but it's so rewarding. You learn so much, you give so much, you create so much. And you have to take care of your energy. Again, energy means your time, your money, your strength, your passion. You have to take care, health, definitely. You have to take care of your energy. That's where everything is coming from. The flow is coming from there. The moment the energy, any area of energy is disturbed, whether health, your passion, your commitment, money flow, anything is disturbed, the outcome is not very encouraging. It impacts. It all, again, as I repeated it quite a few times in this show, it all starts from who you are, and be a leader because you are a leader. There's no other way of saying it.
And that's a wrap. We'll end it right there, boys and girls. And that was another wonderful episode of NINS Navigation, the secret sauce of authentic leadership. Manage your energy, not your time. And I'm glad she mentioned our 15-minute challenge, journey, whatever you want to call it, whatever makes you feel good, call it. But it's 15 minutes, some sort of physical activity, walking around the house, walking around the block, it doesn't matter. So join me in this new journey so we can get ourselves on track to a better life. Tune in every Friday where we are going to be talking about the fundamentals of leadership. Again, check out our website, everythinghometalkshow.com. Great information, great guests. I try to make it fun and I try to make it entertaining. So I hope you're getting a little something out of it. You can also listen and subscribe to Everything Home on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. I appreciate, again, all the birthday wishes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to NINS Navigation with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Join us every Friday in January so Nin can help you navigate life's highway and give you the roadmap to understanding the fundamentals of leadership.